from Washington, this is VOA News. Germany indicates it may pressure Russia over Ukraine. The search for the missing Malaysian jetliner expands. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. U.S. President Barack Obama says he still hopes for a diplomatic solution to the crisis in Crimea, which will hold a referendum Sunday that could see it break away from Ukraine and join Russia. Meanwhile, Secretary of State John Kerry met in London with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov to discuss the issue, but the talks appeared to end with little consensus. Speaking to reporters following the meeting, Kerry said Russian President Vladimir Putin is not prepared to make any decisions about Ukraine until after Sunday's referendum. And he added the U.S. sees the referendum as a violation of international law.
We believe the referendum is contrary to the Constitution of Ukraine, is contrary to international law, is in violation of that law, and we believe it is illegitimate. And as the President put it, illegal under the Ukrainian Constitution. Neither we nor the international community will recognize the results of this referendum.
Kerry said sanctions will be imposed on Russia if that referendum is held. Meanwhile, Germany now appears willing to use its diplomatic and economic muscle to turn up the heat on Moscow, according to analysts. Angela Merkel addressed lawmakers in Germany's parliament earlier this week. VOA's Henry Ridgewell has more from London.
Addressing lawmakers in Germany's parliament Thursday, Chancellor Angela Merkel issued the strongest threat yet to Moscow.
Wenn Russland seinen Kurs der letzten Wochen fortsetzt, dann wäre das nicht nur eine Katastrophe für die
She said that if Russia continues on its course of the past weeks, it will not only be a catastrophe for Ukraine. We would see it as neighbors of Russia as a threat, and it would not only change the European Union's relationship with Russia. No, this would also cause massive damage to Russia, economically and politically. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
More on this story at voanews.com. Malaysia says it is dramatically expanding the already vast scope of its search for that missing jetliner as efforts to solve one of the most baffling aviation mysteries continues. The transport minister from Malaysia said Friday unspecified circumstances forced the search to expand to the Indian Ocean, thousands of kilometers from the spot where the Boeing 777 vanished from civilian radar last week. He said the search has also been expanded to remote parts of the South China Sea. Speculation is rampant about what was behind the disappearance of the Boeing 777, including mechanical failure, a hijacking, terrorism, or the possibility the pilot wanted to commit suicide. A special court established to prosecute treason charges against Pakistan's former military ruler and president, Pervez Musharraf, has ordered police to arrest him if he fails to appear before the judges on March 31st for a formal reading of the indictment. VOA's Ayaz Ghul reports from Islamabad.
The high-profile legal proceedings against Pervez Musharraf began more than 10 weeks ago, but he has only appeared once in court, citing security and health reasons for his absence. In a show of frustration, the three-member panel of judges ordered police Friday to arrest the former military leader if he fails to appear on March 31st and directed the government to ensure Mr. Musharraf's personal safety when he travels to the court from the hospital. The treason charges against Mr. Musharraf stem from 2007 when he declared a state of emergency in Pakistan, suspended the constitution and fired top judges to quash opposition. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Reports say a daytime attack was launched by suspected Islamist militants in the northeastern Nigerian city of Maiduguri. Witnesses say gunmen armed with explosives stormed the Jiwa military barracks Friday morning, setting off a fierce gun battle with soldiers. The attackers also set fire to homes in residential area and opened fire on civilians. British energy giant BP has regained the right to bid for lucrative oil drilling leases in the Gulf of Mexico off the southeastern U.S. coast. BP had been barred from U.S. contracts following the company's disastrous 2010 oil rig explosion in the Gulf that killed 11 people and spewed nearly 5 million barrels of oil. Week two of the Oscar Pistorius murder trial wrapped up Friday with testimony on whether police mishandled evidence during the initial stages of their probe. The first police officer on the scene after Pistorius shot and killed his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp, said an expensive watch disappeared from the athlete's home during the early stages of the investigation. The former police station commander also said Friday that a firearms expert handled the gun that Pistorius used with no gloves. More at voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce, VOA News.